This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Me. At the beginning, I was like, this should what they should play it on the Disney Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
But then it went into this, and I would be like, whoa, boy.
What? I went off.
Who is this?
Sepultura.
Oh.
For Metal Monday.
Oh, it's Metal Monday?
Yeah.
Did not realize.
Oh. You said it wrong, but that's fine.
I like to do Metal Monday.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:06. Fatboy, give us that keyword again, if you would.
Red, R-E-D, red.
Text that to 72341. Or excuse me, 72881, 72881. Jeez Louise.
There you go. There you go, Matt, man.
Too many different numbers.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
But I'm keeping up with it.
Doing a good job. Doing a great job. Text line and all that stuff, man.
Thank you.
Sorry. I'm not sleeping well.
Something's off. What's wrong?
I feel pretty good once I get going. I'm not sleeping well. My new roommate keeps me up at night.
Oh, we're going to rush for it. What's his name?
Luna.
Ah.
I named her Luna.
Thank you.
I thought you took a drag queen on.
No. I tried. But, you know, they have much higher standards than what you see sitting before you.
Well, go ahead and spill the beans to everybody.
I'm talking about the kitten. I acquired a kitten last weekend. My buddy Robbie, his wife, whose name I can't remember. Sorry. I'd say her name, but I can't remember it.
Oh, her initials are not GD. You'd remember that.
Yeah, I would. She found a kitten wandering around Highway 81 last week. Tiny little thing. Cute. Blue-eyed cat. So it needed a home, and now it lives with me and my 90-pound dog who won't stop.
A dog?
Dog, yeah. Oh. Yeah. 90, not
heard
9.
The rumors.
90. Yeah.
Just making sure.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. You're too kind. You flatter me, Matt, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a new roommate.
And?
Well my dog likes cats. It's been a long time since I've been around a baby animal, like an animal that small.
Baby animal.
So kind of bothersome because it's a baby still, like a tiny baby. I mean, it doesn't really jump. It when it plays, it falls down a lot. It's real clumsy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't know how to move yet. Climbs on me, like tries to climb up my legs. I looked down yesterday. I was bleeding because I had a kitten trying to climb up my bare leg.
Well, now you know how I felt when I used to come over when Ninga was a small pup. I'd walk out of there looking like Kruger was trying to get a hold of my legs.
Yeah.
You didn't want to wear shorts around that dog.
No. Now
not
she's
for like humping reasons, just like you'd be scarred when you left.
Now she's good, but at your height, when you come in, she'll jump on you, and when you're about your height, she'll paw you right in the jump.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm ever mad at myself, I'll stop by. Be there today.
If you ever develop a weird fetish, you'll stop by and get pawed right in them.
Yeah. What kind of cat? Do you keep up with that when it's a cat? Do you ask, like, what kind of breed the cat is?
I don't know. It's gray with blue eyes.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's the one that you posted the picture of.
Yeah, yeah.
Luna, I'm glad you went with that name.
Well, except...
Oh, did Paige recommend that name?
She liked that name, yeah.
I didn't know there was a naming party.
It was between Luna and Moolah, so I was definitely naming it after a lady wrestler. But I should have gone with Mula because I've heard, oh, should've
went with Beth.
I have a cat named Luna. I had a cat named Luna. I've heard it from 14 dozen people.
Yeah, but Mula would have been awful.
What?
Bull Nakana?
Sure, why not?
Mae Young.
This is my cat, Alundra Blaze.
She was a lady, madam, right? Didn't they find that out about her?
Yeah, there's some rumors at least.
There were rumors that she whored out women.
We can't confirm it, but there were rumors, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's thing meows incessantly, like at night. If it's hungry at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's just, it won't shut up till you give it a little bit of kitten food.
It meows.
Meow. Meow. Actually, meow. Meow.
Let's just look at you like
that's
that.
So sweet.
It won't stop. It's been a while since I've been around a baby of any kind, especially an animal.
That's what they do.
Yeah, I forgot how hard it is.
You should have carried it around like a bag of flour for a week to decide if you'd be able to really take care of this. Here's what I'm thinking.
What you got?
You already told me. Is it okay to talk about you getting a puppy also?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Inger are going to look at puppies Wednesday. Hi, Kristen.
It's too much.
You want a bird too?
No, I don't want a bird at all.
He's going to go to Repticon and buy one of everything.
I was thinking about maybe a snake a while back, but then...
Of course.
Then the puppies came along and the kitten came along, so yeah.
Too much to feed it.
I'm surprised you don't get a goat, too.
No, just
the skull.
Don't you think that's too much? First of all, how is Inga reacting? Inga's huge. How is Inga reacting to this small kitten?
Well, yeah, the kitten. Is 1.1 pounds. That's the kitten. Inga's 90 pounds of
dog.
But
did you have a digital scale nearby or something?
No, I took her to the vet, and they had one. Yeah, the vet weighed her on Friday. I took her up there to get her dewormed.
Yeah.
That turned into a mess. But she did it all in a litter box. It was fine. Cats are cool because you put a baby kitten in a litter box, it knows that's where to go to the bathroom. They're really smart about that.
Well, don't forget to tell your mom the rules, too.
Yeah.
Never forget that story.
Yeah, I have a litter box. Can't invite Moose over now.
Tell the story. Was that Poe Mill or was that Berea?
No, that was Stone's Throw.
Oh.
Yeah, that was an apartment at Stone's Throw.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one bathroom, and I was in there. I was sick, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about...
Stomach tore up.
Both ends sick. Uh-oh. Yeah, both ends sick. And my mom really had to go to the bathroom, but I was in there and I couldn't really leave because both ends.
Mm-hmm.
So she wound up going in the cat's litter box in the laundry room across the hall from the bathroom.
Boy, if I did that,
it'd
be overflowing.
It wouldn't work out.
The washing machine would be better for you.
So yeah. Awful.
So my mom used the litter box that day.
Bless her.
I know.
I just see her in the litter box.
The bad thing, it was 9 days to clean the litter box.
Yeah, because of that, I couldn't
use a rake.
I couldn't use the scoop. I had to get the shovel.
Just throw it outside.
But because of that, I would never, ever live in a one-bathroom home again in my life. No. At least one and a half, preferably two full.
It sucks, man.
It's rough having one bathroom. You got to have two ever since that day.
So when you're, like, right now, you're at work, right?
Yeah, I think. Right. Am I here?
So right now you're at work. How many bedrooms do you have at home?
Three.
Three bedrooms.
Yep.
So where's the cat right now?
Probably sleeping behind the couch because Inga won't stop licking her when she comes out. Inga likes her.
So you don't. She's not in some kind of crate or box.
No, she's just out in the house.
Box.
She's a cat. They're cool like that.
She's in a priority mail envelope waiting for me to get home.
Plus, if she tries to mess with anything, Inga'll be over there. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm gonna knock you over with my tongue.
But then, say. Kittens. I hate when people say kitten.
Kitten.
I hate it.
Kitten.
With a kitten, though, you know, Inga could get playful and all that stuff.
Kill it.
Kill it,
yeah.
You don't worry about that. And then with the puppy on top of that.
Yeah, I know.
You get to start bringing your dogs to work with you.
I would love that. Oh, I'd love it so much if I could bring Inga with me. That'd be the best.
It'd be cool if you had a dead cat. You can tell people I got a cat, but you don't know if it's dead.
That would suck.
Aww.
Stays on the edge of the couch.
Poor kitty.
That's probably what it's for. Get it big enough, take it to one of his ritual sacrifices.
That's why.
But I was thinking it is
what they
a
did
lot.
At Devil's Mansion. They'd cut the cat heads off and put them on the stakes by the front road. Yeah.
I do have three bedrooms, so me and Inga have a bedroom. Cat has a bedroom. Puppy has a bedroom, too. I got one for each.
God, man.
Yeah.
Some people are homeless, so the cat's got his whole bedroom.
I mean, Some people don't have any bedrooms. I have three. For no particular reason, I have three of them. Two of them, I never go in.
We leave the windows open in the house at all times.
Nah.
I feel like with a kitten and a puppy and then a big dog, it's going to be a lot of moving parts to all that.
I kind of like it, though. I love the energy of the animals.
Are you saying it's going to smell like hell?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not going to work.
Nah, the cat litter these days smells amazing. Like, when I poured it in the litter box, and then I had to leave for a little bit, and I came back, I was like, wow, it smells so good in my house because this clean cat litter smells great.
Yeah, they make some stuff that, you know, is not too bad.
Get a Scentsy and be done with it.
Yeah, the puppy obviously has to be house trained. And that's not always the easiest thing to do.
It's not.
I'll have to crate it for a while to come to work, obviously, because you have to.
But since Inga's so good, the puppy will catch on real fast.
Exactly. And
how my dogs are.
That's why I want to get a puppy, because Inga's an angel dog, and I want her to be able to raise a puppy and a kitten. I just want her to be able to raise these other animals for me so that, you know, because she's six now. So
teach her to cut the grass then.
I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
She's tall enough.
Yeah.
She's got to be able to hold the bar down.
Yeah, that's where it's hard for a dog. But she's almost six now. So she's about roughly halfway done with her life.
Oh, don't look at it that way.
No, I mean, she is. She's about halfway done because she's, you know, she's shepherd, probably lived, I don't know, 12 years roughly.
Should have got an American shepherd.
Or so. And so it's the time to get her another dog to raise so I can keep up the lineage of having great dogs.
You better not teach that kitty to crap in my yard, Nine.
Here's a text, carolinavapormill.com text line. My dog has her own bedroom, a sectional, and a 55-inch 4K.
God. You like animals too much at that point.
Some of those TV people texting in today.
Right. What's the dog watch? I want to know.
You should channel some of that love toward humans. Come on. Dog lives better than me.
I'll ask this. Is this like maybe a cure to the loneliness?
Hey, it's a lot of company. Inga's a lot of company by herself, but, you know, I don't want her to just be at home by herself because she seems very lonely at home by herself. I think she likes having friends.
But then what about if the dogs buddy up and then the cat? What if Luna becomes by herself? Then you got to get another cat.
No, I would never have more than three.
Then you got to get a hamster.
I don't want to be outnumbered that badly. I never would want to be outnumbered so badly they could beat me up.
Would you get a pet bat?
Sure.
One of the little ones, you know, you have it defanged and all that stuff.
A monkey.
Ozzy can't come over anymore if we get a bat.
Oh, baby monkey.
Monkeys are tearing the house up, though.
They have llamas in Easley. Yeah. I could get you one for Christmas.
Maybe an alpaca.
You need to get a tiny horse, one of those miniature ponies.
You got something to graze in the yard, get a goat.
Somebody texted in, my kitten is a Turkish Angora.
That's what they told you.
Yeah, well, somebody texted that in just now, so maybe they're right.
They do that now it's not 23andMe, but they do the thing where
Kitty and me.
Yeah. We took Bear for the first thing over at, I'm not going to say where, Blank Smart.
Yeah.
And we went over there, and they tell you the dog's DNA, and they show you both sides of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's really interesting. And that's kind of cool, too, if you've been sold a so-and-so dog.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you find out, no, it's not really. It just looks like one.
No, the texture's absolutely right. Turkish Angora, that's the kitten right there. That's just a little bigger than her. Yeah, but that's her. The texture's absolutely right. It is, in fact, a Turkish Angora. Wow. How'd you know that?
Should I consider the name Miss Meow? That's a good name for a cat.
Miss Meow?
Why?
It's just a good cat name.
Miss Meow.
Miss Meow. Yeah. Miss Meow.
Not a good name.
Yeah. I like that one. What about Goober?
That's Mewtwo. There's one.
Mewtwo. I like that. R2 D-Mew. I don't know.
Somebody said, you got to buy a lot of peanut butter now.
I figured this all out. This is more than just a cure for Nine's loneliness, because he said he's not, what, are we coming up on the 10th month anniversary?
I think we're past it.
We're into 10 months of not having any kind of... He's counting it up on his fingers. I hope that's what he's doing.
No, it's still 9 months. 9 months. 10 months will be June.
Yeah. So it's. But here's the other thing. Nine's a party animal. He's a social butterfly. Oh, yeah. He's a man about town. Maybe this is his inner conscience saying, "You need something to keep you at home." You're out too. Did I just figure that out?
I'll agree with that to some extent, yeah.
You need a little more responsibility and not be able to just run off and hang out all night long. You need to have somebody, something at home that needs your consideration.
Yeah, I hang out with Inga all the time, but she's also just very good and grown. Mm-hmm. She just, hangs out.
And plus, like a fish or something, they can, like, one time we had betta fishes. We had a fish. We had like 8 of them. Yeah. We went to the beach one time, forgot to feed them the whole week, came back. They were alive and well.
Of course.
They were eating on something.
Yeah, it's kind of like having reptiles. They're like, oh, I forgot to feed it for a week. It's fine.
They'll just eat their skin or whatever.
Sure.
All right. Well, good. Well, hopefully that keeps you at home and you know.
I think you're definitely right about that to some extent, Matthew. You are. Mm-hmm. You are.
You just got a Yamaguchi.
You know me well. Tamagotchi?
Yeah, I see it.
Yamaguchi?
Yeah, not the Asian figure skater for sure.
I'd take her.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break here, and we'll get some more Rise Guys on the way.
All right.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:31. Hold on, let me bring up this gimmick here, move that to the left, and then hit open on that.
Yeah.
All right, there we are. Oh, it's not opening. Who's on? Who is it?
Chris.
Chris, good morning.
Good morning to you guys. What's going on?
Morning, sir. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I just want to let you guys know you just did an ad for TLC Motors, and
that was not an ad.
Before.
That was just a conversation you got to hear. It wasn't an ad.
Okay. No. Well, I was nice enough to get out of my car, so we don't have any kind of bouncing around with the sound and all that kind of stuff. So I really couldn't hear. But
thank you,
anyway,
Chris.
Just want to let you guys know that, man, Joe Marzicka treated me right. I bought a crooked letter for radio purposes, 2017. 2017 Chrysler 300, and oh my God, he really treated me right. I was in and out of there in less than an hour and 45 minutes. He gave me a great price on my trade-in, and by the end of it, he goes, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and knock off another 400 for you. I mean, you're right. He's
lost his
going
mind.
A little crazy. Yeah, he has.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah. We send us a picture of it. I'd love to see it.
I sent it to Paige. She should see somewhere in there. My name's Chris. She
send
should
one,
see it in there.
Send one of the car, too. I know the kind of pictures Paige gets.
Well, yeah, I did that.
Thank you, Chris.
We'll do, man.
All right, have
guys,
a good morning.
I appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you. Yeah. I want to go back out the TLC Motors. They haven't been out there in a while.
I want to buy a car.
By the way, how did your thing go, Fat Boy? This past Saturday,
we had a fun time, man. TSR Vape Shop in Clinton. It was all the rage. There was a festival going on down there too.
Do you vape?
No, but I almost started.
Yeah,
I wanted to. I wanted to fit in, man. Everybody else was vaping some good stuff.
Big old clouds of vape.
Wanted to start vaping.
If I knew Nine was looking for an animal, I would have told him to come to Clinton.
Yeah,
a lot of animals in Clinton.
I think that's where all of them are. I'm not talking about doing a foster one, as people like to say, a rescue one.
Which one of those do you have the worst part, the first time saying, like, rescue or foster?
That's probably right. I mean, you bought a dog. You didn't rescue a dog. You bought one.
Yeah, and it's not like, I mean, you go to, like, a rescue shouldn't cost so much. A rescue should be me running in the building and snatching it up before anybody else. I rescued that animal.
Exactly.
It cost $150 to rescue.
I think people go to Clinton to de-rescue them.
De-rescue?
What?
What? Is it a vape shop on a frontage road?
De-rescue an animal.
I think they drop them off.
No.
And I saw somebody trying to drop one off.
That's so sad.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's weird when you see it like in the act.
Yeah.
Never seen it in the act before.
Was it Inga trying to let the cat out? I'm tired of this kitten.
My dog's trying to get rid of the kitten, yeah.
So they're just dropping it off on the side of the road?
Well, you know what it was is... this car had come around before, and there was a couple people in it. You see the dog in the back. You didn't think anything of it, but there weren't a whole lot of cars at that point because part of the road was blocked off. So you can tell that car was back there for a certain reason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 5 minutes later. You see the car come up the road, but you see the dog behind the car. All pitter-pattering around.
Chasing the car?
Yeah. So the people weren't expecting it, but at this point, there's like 6 or 7 of us in the parking lot. And then everybody turns like, hey, you got a dog chasing your car. So the guy kind of glances over like he, you know, he hears something, but he's just not really seeing us. And the dog chasing the car and people screaming. There's no way he didn't hear us when people were screaming, hey, you got a dog. That's your dog chasing your car. And he's trying to drive off, but he's not. He can't go fast enough, you know, because he's almost in town.
Yeah.
The dog just chasing behind him.
So what happened?
I mean, he eventually stopped and grabbed it, but you could tell he was trying to drop it off. He wasn't happy about it. He sped off. He snatched the dog up and boom.
Well, I guess that's the thing I think is he's trying to ditch the dog and he's like, hey, your dog's chasing you. It's like, well, he don't so want the sad. Dog. You shouldn't send the dog with him.
Trying to,
somebody else take it.
You imagine that? Maybe that's your first time trying to dump off an animal and you didn't expect a parking lot full of people yelling, you got a dog chasing your car. You dummy.
Of course the dog is.
You're supposed to go down the road more and drop it off.
Were you out of prizes at this point?
We could have used the dog.
I was going to say.
Those people in their shirts were already gone.
Hey, people, we play Plinko now at all our events rather than the old wheel. giving away a dog.
We're out of stickers and Pilsner shirts.
We like this was a real rescue, y'all. The guy almost backed over his dog.
But there were strays coming up, too, just kind of all kind of dogs.
Hmm.
Just coming up and around. I thought Blue Ridge was the place you dropped them off. Not Clinton.
Blue Ridge or Frontage Road off 85. Way back when. People are hopefully smartened up to that. But not apparently.
Used to be the Frontage Road, yeah, all the time. Just the Frontage Road or like, Blue Ridge.
Right there, that Frontage Road when you're coming up 85 right there near, you know, the old Pet Dairy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised in that wooded area over there, there's not like a pack of like dogs that have turned into almost like wolves. Because they've been living off the land. Because they used to be sadly, they used to be the place when you would hear people talking about dropping off their dog. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what the reason was. Like, did it not work out or was it too much?
Well, it's difficult to take them to a shelter and surrender them. Like, they want to.
They make you pay for the shots.
Or they make you pay to surrender the animal. And a lot of people are like, you know, they're just going to take it and dump it out on the street somewhere then.
See, I'll tell you, this isn't funny. But I just had the thought. One time I was riding around with my, this was before we could drive. So I was like pre-15. We're riding around with my friend. I was riding around with my friend, his dad, in a pickup truck. And his daddy saw a little dog on the side of the road. Didn't even think, picked it up, took it right to a place where you can drop off animals or whatever. And they wanted to make him pay like 40 or 50 bucks. And he's like, I'm trying to do a nice thing here. They're like, well, we can't just take it or whatever. He went and dropped it off somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, he really did.
They get ran over or they get hurt. It's a terrible thing to do. There's rescue groups that will take those animals.
But this was like 90s. I mean, I realize they may have been around then too, but it's not on me. I was a small child. I couldn't do anything.
I was at the vet the other day. I mean, the kitten was wandering around Highway 81 by herself, the one that lives with me now. And the vet said that this is the time of year people drop off animals, not just puppies and kittens because they're being born now, but grown animals, too. This is the time people dump them.
Why?
I mean, I can understand the puppies vacation? And kittens because they're, you know, they were just, you had a litter of puppies or a litter of kittens and, you know, you're looking to do something with them. So you just, you know, you're a scumbag. So you're just going to go drop it off on the side of the road somewhere, a parking lot somewhere. And think, oh, somebody will come get it or we'll get hit by a car. It'll be fine. But yeah, this is the time of year, even for, I guess, maybe some people are like, well, I'm going to keep one of the puppies and get rid of the grown dog or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, they said it's all the time. This is constant this time of year. People
give out your home address, Nine, for folks to drop off unwanted pets to you.
No. No.
Since that's the thing.
No.
Yeah.
If nothing else, if you have one, maybe ask the fine folks from Whiskey's Animal Rescue down in Townville. They're P1s, and they would help you out finding somewhere for that animal to go because they are sweet people.
This is how you have people with, you know, homes full of dogs and cats they can't take care of. And you see them on the news. So-and-so got arrested because he's got 20 cats living here.
Hoarders. Animal hoarders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Nine, will you have, since you've got Inga and you've got and now a kitten and now you're getting another. What is the breed of dog you're getting, puppy?
It's all mixed up, man. The mother is Chocolate Lab and Rottweiler. And the father is Great Dane and Cane Corso.
Damn.
Jeez, I can't even fathom what that dog would look like.
Yeah, it's purdy. Puppies are purdy.
I would be careful doing that. Well, I mean, it's stupid to abandon a pet, but you can be fined in some areas.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, hopefully you will be found out, and you know people will take your license plate and call somebody.
Oh yeah,
Fat Boy, did you take their license plate?
I couldn't see it, man. I was on the side, but I remember what kind of car it was. But then again, I feel like that's what I'm doing now.
What?
I'm calling them out. I don't want to like extra snitch.
What kind of car?
What if the dog gets hit? I definitely would have snitched. You just leave it on the side of the road and let cars run into it?
Hell, it's possible, but I mean, at that point, the guy was going to stop, and he had to have stopped and gotten it now because one of the seven of us, probably not me, would have went out there and got it. It was just a little dog, too, man, just trailing behind the car.
Mm-hmm.
But stop and grab it.
Go grab it, and the thing bites you, and he's like, I let it out because it has rabies.
Exactly. Now I'm bit.
Now we got to do a Michael Scott awareness run for it.
I'm bit for trying to do a good deed.
Well,
it's just odd to see somebody in the act of trying to, you've heard of people, you know, taking them off and you'll never see the cat again. But
will the price of Chinese Sharpeys go up in the next few weeks?
Oh, tariffs, God. Maybe. The tariffs, them. It might.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. Most people listen to us are good people. Don't abandon animals on the side of the road. It's not nice to do.
Yeah, don't do it in front of me because I'll go on the radio and talk about it.
Yeah. And if you put in a few minutes, you could find a rescue or somebody who would take it.
You spend more time thinking about time to go eat something. You can just, you know.
Eat the dog.
No.
Two birds, one stone.
I mean, just look up. You people are resourceful. Don't be stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody had a good point about the why it's not just puppies and kittens. A lot of the puppies and kittens people got for Christmas, they're starting to grow up now.
Uh-huh.
And this is about the time people, this ain't working out.
Mm.
Yeah. Puppy's 6 months old, and we don't know what we're doing, so we didn't house train it yet, and we're sick of it.
Yeah, they're bringing back a lot, too.
Yeah.
They don't want you to bring them back? I think they'd rather have you drop them off than bring them back to the shelter. They got numbers. They got to clear. They have room for other dogs.
Start some kind of subscription service where you get a dog for a month, you play around, you take your pictures, and then you ship it back, and then they ship it to another, family.
Yeah, you're good.
That's great for the dog.
Foster
then by the end of the cycle of the dog's life, it'll be with an old person in hospice.
You can do it with kids, too. We're about to be overrun with kids in the South here in the next 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. We already are overrun with people. What are you talking about?
That's right.
All right, we're going to take a break. Listen to this. We have tickets for you to go to the NASCAR Coca-Cola 600 race. That is this weekend in Charlotte, Charlotte Motor Speedway. If you would like to compete for these tickets, call these numbers, 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. The delightful vintage t-shirt wearing, buffet eating, half Jewing, full-time producing Fat Boy will get your phone calls and get you on hold to talk with us and compete for the tickets right after this.
Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
Who can that be now?
We have tickets to the NASCAR Coca-Cola 600 race. That is this weekend. Is that a Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. Biggest race of the year.
Day before Memorial Day.
Well, I know, but they did the All-Star race on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's Sunday.
They do it on Sunday because it's the day before Memorial Day. Everybody's off. So they can go bake in the sun 600 miles worth and then have a day to recuperate.
You just failed the redneck test, buddy.
I admit that. I don't know. I've never watched a full race in my whole life.
Really?
Have you?
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. I believe very little you say anymore. 1-800-774-0093. Well, it's truthful. Let's get some folks on the phone and see who would like to play. Let's go. Which order do you want to go in, Jim?
Oh, man, you just want to take it from the top?
From the top, you're going to say?
Yeah. Lauren's been on a little bit longer than everybody else.
Lauren, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you?
Good.
You would like to go to the NASCAR Coca-Cola 600 race. Who's your driver?
Cal.
Mm. Yeah.
You sound confident of that choice.
Bush, Larson.
Cal.
Oh, Bush.
Kyle Busch. Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle Busch.
All right. The way you play Who Can Matt Beat Now, Fatboy has picked out some songs. He will play them. When he plays them, you and I will hear them at the same time, and you try to figure out before me title and artist of the song.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Can we test something to make sure she can hear it? Okay. Here's the test. See if you can hear this, Lauren.
Okay.
You hear that, don't you?
Metallica. Yep.
Oh, that's not that's the example, Larry.
Oh, she's on it, though. She's on it.
That's right.
Okay.
Kyle. All right. Here we go. Song number one, Who Can Matt Beat Now? Here we go, Lauren. Matt, Molly Hatchett, Flirting with Disaster.
Yeah, it is.
I know that from the, sorry, Lauren. I know that from the NASCAR video game.
Yeah, like NASCAR 97 or something back in the day.
The one with Tony Stewart on the cover, I think.
Yeah, that was fun. He used to play that on the Nintendo 64 and go the wrong way and run into people.
Yes.
It was fun.
I would go into it every time thinking, all right, I'm going to win this. I'm going to be serious. And then I'd screw up or get knocked into a wall, and I'd be like, all right.
Yep.
I'm going to turn around and go the other way, and I'm going to take out everybody.
Yeah.
And slang your car and spin it around, but then you wouldn't die or anything. You'd be ready to race the next one. Yeah, you ain't going to get me with that.
Yeah, you'd be full throttle, head-on collisions. Like two cars, like at Talladega, both of them going 200 miles an hour, head-on collision. Everybody's fine.
Everybody's okay.
Pit road's closed, too, so you got to drive with a
Are these racing-themed songs?
Yeah, there'll be some racing theme in all the songs.
Some other ones, too?
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-774-0093. This game comes from my father when we would be going down the road and a new song would come on the radio. He'd be like, who is it, Matthew? And I had to always know. If I didn't, I got a spanking.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, he didn't spank me, but he shamed me for not knowing.
You get smacked.
He really did. How did you not know that?
You should have known.
I should have known.
Should have known.
Let's go to P1 Broom Sweeping on line 3. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's your driver? I have to ask you that before you proceed.
Oh, Jeremy Clemens. Yee.
No relation to Roger.
No. All right. You can hear everything correctly? You hear my voice and everything? Broom sweeping.
Yes, sir.
I do well at this game, and a lot of times people will claim they couldn't hear the song and all that stuff. So here we go. Song number two, Who Can Matt Beat Now? Matt. Primus Jerry was a race car driver. I had to think. I thought it was Johnny at first.
I have a $2 bill for anybody who knows how fast he drove.
Oh. I don't know.
You dump out. He just dump.
Yeah, dump it.
Todd, you have to go back and check that one, buddy.
That boy wasn't listening.
That was already in.
And he certainly don't know nothing about Primus.
That was in the system that way?
Wow, it shouldn't be.
Wow.
Got to fix that.
Need to send an email to somebody on that one.
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-774-0093. Let's get somebody else on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Wants these tickets. Do not call and try to... I'm reading a text. Do not call and try to play this game if you're not a real NASCAR fan. I've been trying all week to win these tickets. Well, first of all, it's Monday.
It is.
And it's the first time we've offered these tickets.
Yes, it is.
Must be thinking about the All-Star Race tickets. All right, let's go to Eric with a K. Eric's on line 4. Eric with a K. Eric, good morning.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Eric, you ever been with a C before?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, me too. Who's your driver, Eric, with a K?
Man, back in the day, I used to be a Harry Gant fan, and then I was a Jeff Gordon fan, and then he retired, and I like Chase Elliott now.
Okay. Yeah, you hear a lot of that. He must have a huge following now.
Oh,
Chase,
yeah.
I hear him a lot.
He's the hot young
my grandfather
driver.
My grandfather used to drive NASCAR back in the day. He drove with the Earnharts and stuff.
Oh, is it a name we would recognize?
Possibly. His name is Arnold Lindsay. He wrote his rival was actually Ralph Earnhardt. They would go against each other, like, you know, head to head on the track or whatever.
I'm Team Earnhardt then. I can't be can't be friends. All right, here we go. Head to head. You ready to play, Eric?
Let's do it.
All right, let's play Who Can Matt Beat Now? Here we go.
Rob Zombie, Dracula.
Yeah, he was right.
Yeah.
He was right.
I don't know if you want to stick to semantics or not.
What do you mean? Well, I don't care. What, that he didn't scream his name?
Yes.
Well, it wouldn't matter now.
Yeah.
Unless we go to Judge Jimmy and he says what? Do we go to another... I didn't say that he had to wait for his name. That's why I'm going to give it to Judge Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, if Matt doesn't care, I should give it to him.
I'm just the person on the stand here playing.
Look, what are the odds you're going to, you know, have a brain fart and not get the next two? You know what I mean?
Well, so here's what I thought. Fatboy said all the songs are racing themed. Well, most of them. So I thought when I, well, he thought when I heard Robin Zombie, I would have maybe say at the beginning, you know, the wrong song. But it was Dracula.
Yeah.
Give him the damn ticket.
Give him to him.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm clapping full speed. Let's make it official and award Eric with a prize. It's Eric with a K. Don't give it to Eric with a C. Pray for him.
Congratulations, Eric with a K. You're going to the Coca-Cola 600 this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Eric with a K.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Hold on. We'll get your information. He's a real racing fan, too.
Yeah, I mean,
he knew some names.
Harry Gant.
Right.
That was his dude when he was little.
Yeah, it is. It's Dracula. That's not, somebody said that's not a racing. Dracula. Drag. It's not drac.
It's drag.
It's Dracula.
Yeah, it's about a car.
It's about a car. You've seen the music video. They're in the Herman Munster car.
Yeah, there's a few Rob and White Zombie songs about cars. Black Sunshine's another one.
Yeah, but Dracula was Rob, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He broke off, left all the honkies behind, and went did his own thing.
It's about a vampire dressed like a woman.
Yeah. All right. That was Who Can Matt Beat. Now we have Coca-Cola 600 tickets all week long. And for you, if you didn't win that, we have this for you next. $1,000 at P1 Payoff right after this.
The Rise Guys.
I like anything that's inappropriate.
They talk about some crazy stuff.
The Rise Guys at 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.